me like his own private charity case, Mark Summers.
That's true, I do that. How are you? Nice to see you.
Thank you, Mark. We appreciate you volunteering for me.
Anything I can do. You know, I'm very excited about today.
I'm very excited about today. We're playing for charities.
I know,
and there's a lot of money that's going to go to some good places, right?
And we're going to find out what those are right now.
We are. Let's meet our celebrity-filled teams. First, in blue, two-time Kids' Choice Award winner, Josh Server, and his niece, Kate. It's Team Server. Josh, I'm a big fan. Hi, how you doing?
Ditto. Let's do it.
You are all that, and I just wanted to say hey. But I'm so excited to have you guys on. What is it like to be here playing Double Dare?
I'm so excited to be here. So pumped the show's back, and to do this with Kate is really, really going to be
fun. Yeah, Kate,
so.
How you feeling?
I'm pretty psyched.
You're pretty psyched?
Yeah.
Was that first game pretty tasty?
Yeah, it was.
Tasty. Hard to see. A little hard to see.
Yeah, a little hard to see.
Good job, guys.
I want to ask, who are you guys playing for today?
We're playing for St. Jude.
Playing for St.
Jude.
Yeah. Give it up, guys. Can I ask why did you choose St. Jude?
I just think it's an amazing organization. I donate every month. It's just to have families have to go through that. We want to make sure that they don't have to pay for medical care.
That's amazing. We're good. Now, in red, it's the multi-talented performer, Jamie Lynn Spears, and her daughter, Maddie. It's Team Spears. Jamie Lynn, you just had a baby earlier this year. Congratulations.
Yes, I have a two-month-old.
A two-month-old
and a ten-year-old.
Yeah, two-month-old couldn't play today, right?
She was not able to make it, but we'll be back.
Not able to make it. So what's it like to be able to share this experience on Double Dare with Maddie?
It's amazing because, any little special time that we can have together, especially since we do have a new baby in the house, it's just another great memory we can make together.
Oh, good. And can I ask who you guys are playing for today?
We're playing for the Children's Hospital in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Maddie, are you excited to be here playing Double Dare today?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Very excited.
Super duper. Mm-hmm. So may I ask, why did you guys choose the hospital?
My daughter was actually in a very bad, tragic accident, and they saved her life. So we're playing for the people who really make a difference every day.
That's amazing. Well, we're so happy to have you guys here today. So, so happy. We're gonna earn some money for some charities. Let's play Double Dare. So here is how round one works. I'm going to ask you a question. If you get it, you get $50. Now, if you don't know the answer, or you think the other team doesn't have a clue, you can dare them for double the amount. Now, be careful, because they can double dare you right back for four times the amount. Then you either have to answer the question or take the physical challenge. Feeling good? Feel like we got it?
Feel great.
All right, let's get started. Now, our red team, you guys won our opening challenge, so you guys have control of the game. Are you ready for our first question?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Team Spears, what kooky accordion player is famous for writing song parodies like Eat It?
Dare.
Now worth $100. What kooky... Not cookie, sorry, I'm hungry. What kooky accordion player is famous for writing song parodies like Eat It?
Weird Al Yankovic.
That is correct. $100 to Team Server, and now in control of the game. Your next question. In golf, what's the term for scoring one stroke under par?
Okay. We're gonna dare.
Dare, now worth $100. Team Spears, in golf, what's the term for scoring one stroke under par?
Double dare?
Double dare, now worth $200. What do you guys think, blue team?
Birdie?
A little birdie told me that is correct. Did you guys know the answer? That was some strategy?
Might have been a little strategy there, you know.
Oh, snap, we saw that. Well, it worked. You got $300 on the board. All right, Team Server, your next question. In 1996, chess grandmaster Garry Kasparov was defeated by his opponent, Deep Blue. What was Deep Blue?
Dare.
Dare, now worth $100. Team Spears. In 1996, chess grandmaster Garry Kasparov was defeated by his opponent, Deep Blue. What was Deep Blue?
Double dare.
Double Dare strategy? Not worth $200. What do we think, Team Blue?
We'll take the physical challenge.
We'll take the physical challenge.
We're taking the physical challenge. Come on over here, Team Server.
There's an IBM supercomputer. $200 to stake either a big lead or things get rather close. Liza, tell me about it.
Man, they're just getting faster and faster setting these things up. Thank you, Eric and Stodd. So let me explain this game to you guys. One player will throw water balloons into the bucket, sending water out of four tubes. Now, the other has to catch the water in the cup on their head and fill it past the line. Now, if you fill the cup up in 30 seconds, we're going to fill your bank with $200. Mark, do you think they can do it?
Well, you know, here's the deal. I know Josh pretty well, and we played Double Dare down at Comic-Con a few years ago, and he lost there.
Oh,
I think Team Spears is in good shape right now, is all I'm going to tell you, okay?
Just cut me deep. Bringing it back. Why are we bringing up old stuff? Mark.
Drama. All right, well, move along. Let's see if we can do it. All right, remember, fill the cup, pass the line in 30 seconds or less. On your mark, get set, throw! There we go. Oh, my God. Okay, he's throwing. Come on, guys. You guys got it. Oh, man.
I'm going under it. I'm going under it.
Come on, come on. Nice. So that means that Team Spears won $200. Now at $250, you guys, we'll get your water head off. $250, Team Spears. The game is now in your control. Are you ready for your question?
Oh, goodness, yes.
Yeah.
All right, here it is. President Obama proclaimed March 31st a holiday celebrating what Mexican-American activist?
Dare.
Now worth $100, President Obama proclaimed March 31st a holiday celebrating what Mexican-American activist?
Double Dare,
now worth $200. Team Spears, what do we think?
Physical challenge.
They're taking the physical challenge. We're ready for that.
Cesar Chavez, and you know what? With $200 changing place, anything could happen. Liza, tell me what this next physical challenge is.
All right, now, Team Spears, head on over to the bucket. And Mark, head on over here. I want to explain how this game works.
Okay.
Guys, Mark has done this before because he was a postman before he was the hostman. That's right. Now, this game, one at a time, you guys are going to try to throw these envelopes. Mark, can you show them how it's done?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I don't know if I can show them how it's done. Josh Server told me how to do this, so I probably won't be very good at it. But let me see.
Oh, see, that was Josh right there.
That was Josh.
Oh, there's Josh again.
Okay, one more time.
Let's see if we can get one through. Oh, all right, now all you have to do is not that. You guys have to get two in 30 seconds, and you guys get $200, okay? This is it. Go as fast as you can, on your mark, get set, throw.
Come on, guys, do it.
Leading with $450. Team Server getting served with only $300. But don't worry, because it's still anybody's game, right?
Anybody's game. In round two, the dollar values will double, and that's why Josh is excited, because he thinks he still could come from behind and win this game. Who's going to the obstacle course? We'll find out together right after this.
Double the dollars. Now, at the end of this round, the winner gets to keep their bank and move on to the final obstacle course. Now, this toss-up will determine who gets control in round two. We have two Joeys and two Kangaroos. All right, are you guys feeling ready? On your mark, get set, yeah!
One teammate has to grab a baby kangaroo with their giant boxing gloves and throw them into their partner's pouch. First team to get two Joeys in the pouch wins $100 to control the round. Better hop to it. Come on, guys. You can do it.
Blue team has one Joey in the pocket. Red team is still struggling to pick one up. Blue team is giving birth multiple times. too?
Yeah. Pressure was on.
All right,
yeah.
Good, because you got the power. Here it is. First question. The word karaoke is derived from the Japanese words for what? Is it hollow singing, empty orchestra, or Dad, you're embarrassing me?
Dare.
Dare, now worth $200. The word karaoke is derived from Japanese words for what? Hollow singing, empty orchestra, or Dad, you're embarrassing me.
Okay, we'll say it then.
Empty orchestra.
That is correct! $200 over to Team Spears. Now you guys have control of the game. Here is your next question. Pierre Escargot and Randy Quench are recurring characters from what classic Nickelodeon show?
Dare.
Dare. Now worth $200. Pierre Escargot and Randy Quench are recurring characters from what classic Nickelodeon show?
All That.
That is correct. I wonder who knew that one.
Jamie, what happened on that one?
I was the show I was on. I'm ashamed to say that I did not know.
All right. Well, that wasn't so all that on that one. You guys got that one.
Yes.
That was $600 and control of the game. Team Server, your next question. The art of beautiful handwriting is also known as what? Polyphony, calligraphy, or scribblology?
Calligraphy.
Calligraphy is correct. Team Server with $700. Team Spears not too far behind with $650. This is a pretty close game. Here's your next question. What Minnesota mall is so big it takes up an entire zip code?
The Mall of America?
Mall of America is correct. That's right. $800, Team Server. Are you ready for the next question? All right, here we are. With her bicep flexed and hair wrapped in a bandana, what character became an icon of World War II with her We Can Do It posters?
Rosie Revere.
I'm so sorry, we can't accept Rosie Revere because the answer was Rosie the Riveter. It was very close.
So close.
But since there was no dare, there's no money involved, but the control does go back over to Team Spears. You ready for your next question?
Yes.
All right, here it is. What video game hero was originally codenamed Mr. Needle Mouse? Blank stares.
Dare.
Now worth $100. What video game hero was originally codenamed Mr. Needle Mouse? Josh, you good?
Dare. Double Dare. Sorry.
That's the name of the show. There we go. Now worth $400. What do we think, Red Team?
We'll take the physical challenge.
They're taking the physical challenge. Come on over, guys.
$400 at stake. Who's going to win this game? It could all be decided right now. Liza.
All right, Team Spears is all geared up. Jamie Lynn's looking real sharp. Yo, guys, come on over here and get into positions. So here's the physical challenge. One of you will swing those balloons toward your teammate. Now, the other one has to pop it with their head with this helmet. You have to pop all 5 balloons in 20 seconds to win the $400. And if you do, it's going to put you guys in the lead. Feeling good?
Feeling good.
There they are. All right, here we go. On your mark, get set, blow! $100, and our Team Spears has $1,050, which means congratulations, Team Spears. You guys are our winner. You guys are headed to the obstacle course. You feeling good?
Yeah,
they look good too. Thank you, Team Server, for playing with us. We hope you guys had an amazing time, and we want you guys to come and join us as we cheer on Team Spears. You guys down to come to the obstacle course with us? Yeah, they are. Now, Team Spears is headed to the obstacle course. Mark, are you ready?
I'm ready. Great come from behind victory today from Team Spears, but the real winners are both the charities. And you know what, audience? We're going to the obstacle course. You ready? Can they do all 8 to 60 seconds or less? I bet they can. Stay tuned. We'll find out right after this.
Welcome back to Double Day. the way to the obstacle course. Congratulations, guys. Now, you've already won $1,050. You've got a chance for so much more. How does that feel?
Feels great.
Feels good?
Awesome.
Yes. Yeah, we're doing some good work for our charity today. Let me tell you, there's much more money on the line, guys. Mark?
For each obstacle you finish, you're going to earn an extra $2,000 for Children's Hospital New Orleans. So there's 8 obstacles, which means $16,000 is there for the taking. I'm here with Team Survey. You guys did a great job.
Thank you, Mark.
And they're going to be cheering you on along the way, so good luck.
Now, let's take a look at the world-famous Double Dare obstacle course. You guys are going to switch off at each obstacle, and you finish each one by grabbing the flag, all right? Now, each obstacle is worth $2,000 for your charity. So, no matter how many you go through, we're going to raise some money today. Feeling good?
Yes.
Good. All right, so first up is the one-ton human hamster wheel. Friends, walk, run as fast as you can to fill that container up with slime all the way to the line. It'll lower the flag. You grab that and hand it to their teammate and then move on over here. Obstacle 2, the tank. Can you smell that? That's cherry gelatin. It's a good snack, right? Now you're going to swim through that, find the flag, and once you do, hand it off to your partner, and then you're going to make your way down to obstacle 3, which is the manhole. You're going to flip off the top, head on into that sewer to find that flag, and then hand it to your partner, and come on down to obstacle 4. We see London, we see France. We want you to hoist up your underpants, please. It is One Nation underwear. What you're going to do is hoist up your underwear, grab the flag, and then move on down to obstacle 5. Now it's picket. Your mom picked this as her favorite, right?
Yes, this is my favorite.
Yeah, it is. I picked it too. Now you're gonna pick it today. You're gonna reach all the way up in there, grab some boogers out, grab some snot, then you're gonna grab the flag, and then you're gonna move on to obstacle 6. It's couch searching. That's right. You're going to flip open the cushions. We found this in an alleyway, so watch out for the rats. But keep opening up the cushions, find the flag, and then you're going to head on down to obstacle 7. It's blowout. That's right. It's a party. It's a party. And it's time to celebrate because you're raising money for charity. So go on through that giant party favor. Get through the confetti, grab the flag, and then head on down to obstacle 8. Come on over. Jamie Lynn, you know this one, right?
Yes.
Yeah. What is it called? What's it called?
Mount St. Double Dare.
Ah! That's right, I saw that coming, but you didn't. You guys are going to make your way to the top within the 60 seconds, grab the flag, slide on down, and you guys are going to slide into $16,000 worth for your charity.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. Feel excited? We're doing it. We're doing it. All right, guys, now come on over here. We'll go to the beginning of the obstacle course. You feeling ready? Is this your stance for ready?
Yes.
All right, now who's taking on the first obstacle?
Me.
You're taking it on?
Yeah.
All right, well, go ahead and climb on in there, human hamster. All right, we have 8 obstacles, 60 seconds on the clock. Mark is waiting for you guys at the finish line. Here we go. On your mark. Get set. Go. She's coming through. She's got the next flag. Running on down to manhole. Obstacle 3. She's got it. Get through the slime. Where's the flag? It's somewhere in that hole. I promise you I put it there. There it is. She's got it. Now One Nation underwear. I'm going to use those boxes later. Grab that flag. There you go. Get all up and pick it. Get all up. There you go. Yes. It's got a bit of a hole. There's a flag right there. Go ahead. Grab it.
$15,000 plus $1,050, so it's $15,050. And that's going to Children's Hospital New Orleans. And Josh, you're not going to leave empty-handed because we're going to give your charity $5,000 to St. Jude. So everybody
wins. Everybody's a winner, guys.
Congratulations.
Give it up. Oh, that's so much money.